Hello, welcome back to another Contemplative Living. You know, I'm Dave Bennett, and we talk about concepts to bring us closer to our spiritual nature. And today's subject is breaking free of separateness. This is really a vital part of our spiritual journey, is to recognize that we are not these separate individuals, you know, trying to forge our way through life. And Spirit once said to me, it may seem you're alone, yet there is always a higher consciousness that is sharing pure love. That pure love is always there. It's always available for us. And that's what Spirit was trying to say to me. But sometimes it's difficult to feel it. It's difficult to be in that level of awareness. So that's what we're going to talk about. So let's get to it.
Welcome. Now creating a life of peace. This is Contemplative Living with David Bennett. Contemplations and reflections to help with spiritual living. This podcast is made possible by dharmatalks.com.
All right, so we're talking about breaking free from separateness. And if we're going to do that, if we're going to connect, sometimes we have to recognize where we are. So sometimes we feel our voice is lost. It's lost in the millions of other voices that are all yearning to be heard. You know, navigating a sea of opinions, beliefs, and perspectives can be overwhelming. And we may feel that our thoughts, our feelings are insignificant in comparison. But let's shift our perspective. Instead of seeing ourselves as just another drop in the ocean, we've heard this analogy, we believe ourselves as a unique ripple with the power to create lasting impacts. Our individual voice may seem small compared to the noise of society, but it holds immense power. It holds the power to inspire. It holds the power to provoke change. And we can speak so that we spark connections with others who resonate with our truth. When we embrace our own authenticity and speak from a place of genuine passion and purpose, our voice becomes louder than any external clamor. We break free from the confines of separateness and realize that our uniqueness sets us apart, makes us stand out. Feeling the state of separateness is far from rare. We all feel it. It's a universal human condition. You know, before my near-death experience, I had no clue that there was so much greater divine nature available to me. I had no clue how loved I was. But once my eyes were opened, then I realized that we are all suffering from the same illusion, this illusion of being separate individuals. And even within our family, we still feel like we're individuals within the family, when that's the farthest thing from the truth. So we need to recognize that this painful illusion of being separate is across the board. We all feel it. And we often feel pain from our disconnection from our divine source. You know, when we feel disconnected from our higher power, pain creeps into our hearts like a shadow that's obscuring the brilliance of our souls, our being. Our thoughts become tangled in fear. They become entangled in fear and doubt, and they lead us further away from the truth of who we we're really meant to be. Without sunshine and nourishment, we wither in the darkness. You know, we're yearning for the nurturing touch of our divine source, only to be turned inward. And when we do that, when we turn inward and reconnect with that sacred energy, we can heal our wounds and we can find peace. We can find peace once again. So, just as there is space in an atom, there is space within us. And that's the divine place of peace and love that exists within us. And this divine space is where our true essence lies. And it's waiting to be awakened and embraced. It's this sacred inner sanctuary, an inner sanctuary, and we can release the chains of separateness. And it's here that we find unity with all beings, connected by a common thread of love that transcends time and space. And as we delve deeper, into the spiritual realm within ourselves, we begin to realize our interconnectedness with the universe. Embrace the stillness. Embrace the stillness and serenity that emanates from this divine space that's within us. And allow it to guide you on your journey, toward breaking free. Break free of separateness and embrace the oneness with all creation. Let go of fear. Let go of fear, doubt, and judgment, because in this sacred space, they have no power over you. And embrace that boundless potential, potential that lies dormant within your soul, because it's waiting to be unleashed. It's a whirlwind of love and compassion, and that is for yourself and for all beings. So don't allow yourself to drift aside, oarless and separate on the surface of life. Yeah, I know, you know, once in a while, we kind of want to let go, and that's fine, because once we've made that connection, we know where the light resides within us. We have that sense of direction, and we can always turn back toward that divine self. So to let ourselves go adrift a little bit now and then is not a bad thing. We need some respite now and then, but we always know how to come back on course, because we don't want to stay adrift and oarless forever, because that just leads us back into that trap of feeling separate and not being part of that universal love that exists for all of us. So stay connected. Look towards your light. That light resides within you. And we nourish our being with a retreat from the illusion. And we do that by returning to stillness. And so, you know, I've been talking about it today quite a bit, but we often get caught up in that illusion of separateness and feeling disconnected from ourselves and others. We said earlier, it's common, but deep within each of us is that wellspring. And it's that stillness. That's what we've been talking about. And reconnecting with this is an inner sanctuary. It's an inner sanctuary where we find solace and nurturing. And it's where we can quiet the chatter of our minds, and listen to the whispers of our souls. It's where we get that true guidance. And in this space of stillness, we remember that we are not separate beings. We are interconnected to the complexities of existence. And by nourishing ourselves with a retreat into stillness, we replenish our spirit. We nurture ourselves. We rekindle the flame of unity that exists within us. You know, letting go of that illusion of separateness, we embrace our oneness. We embrace our oneness with all that is. And as we bask in this peaceful embrace, we find renewed strength. renewed clarity so that we can navigate our journey with grace and with wisdom. Now, viewing the inner being of life and nature, that's how we free ourselves from separateness. When you look at the bigger picture, you realize that like trees provide oxygen for us to breathe. And while we exhale carbon dioxide, that nurtures them. And if you think about it, you know, birds spread seeds as they fly, helping new plants to grow. Each creature, each element in this existence plays a vital role in sustaining Earth and this physical presence. So when we observe and appreciate this interconnectedness, we can start to break free from the illusion of separateness by just being totally present. And we realize that everything is connected, and every action ripples out. It ripples out and affects the whole. So we do and we can affect change. And by bracing this perspective, we open ourselves to a deeper sense of belonging and unity with all creation. You know, we no longer feel isolated because we're not. We're not isolated. We're not alone. But rather, we're part of something. We're part of something vast, vast and beautiful beyond our physical comprehension. But our spiritual nature knows the divine. It knows the divine, and it tells us to come back to that divine nature within us and navigate by using the guidance that our divine nature and the love that the universe has for us so that we can create empowered solutions to all the circumstances that we find ourselves in. It takes that higher level of awareness for us to really, really navigate down our true path. I hope you have a blessed week this week, and I hope you find yourself able to be free, to be your true self, your true nature. You know, we talked about authenticity and things like that in past episodes. So find that within yourself. And I hope if you find any of this helpful, that there's a link down below where you can make a donation to help us keep this podcast going. And I hope that you find your true nature. All right. Namaste.
Thank you for listening today to Contemplative Living with David Bennett. Please be sure to subscribe, listen, and share with your friends wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can find us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Podbean app. You can find the links to these on David's website, dharmatalks.com, on the Contemplative Living page. Have a blessed week.